Okay, we should be good to go.
Is anybody up?
Three participants. Margaret, Charity, and Don Gallagher, and Kate. And Ronald.
check in if you could please, if you're joining us via Zoom.
Hello, Kate Huddle.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Okay, I hear Ron. Ronald.
How you doing today?
Hello, can you hear me this?
And Mr. Gallagher.
Hello.
Is it Charity?
Charity.
Okay, can you hear us? We had some complaints from a couple of months ago that we're unreadable. Can you hear us loud and clear?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started here. Welcome, everybody. Just so you know, the folks in attendance here, we've got Ralph and Lynn and me and Doc and Vicki and Barry Cooper.
I didn't remember what I was
saying. That was a test, wasn't it? Exactly. So welcome you from the distance. I don't think we have anybody to address us in public since we're kind of still closed here. You hopefully you've had a chance to review the minutes from the previous meeting. Are there any questions on that? Do I hear a motion?
Second.
And I got a first and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And treasurer report, before we do that, Charity has agreed to become our secretary treasurer for the remainder of this term. So she's pulling
nice to be with you.
I promised her I would help her out as best I can. But Charity, would you like to go over the treasurer's report now or do that next one?
Can I do it to the next one? I tried to look over it. Y'all can look over the treasury report. It looked fine to me, but somebody may see something I missed.
Yeah, I looked over it as well. I don't see any big glaring discrepancies. And does anybody have any questions about the treasury report?
No.
And Lizanne, did you put this one together?
I did, and okay. I had Rita look it over for me as well. So
well, good job.
We worked real hard on it.
Good job.
Should be good.
Looks great.
Thank you.
So, again, do I hear a motion to receive?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Kate, do you want to give the regional librarian's report?
Sorry, excuse me. Yes. So we have a couple trainings coming up. We have our first hybrid training this Friday on the 25th is discovering how to lead with Jason Martin of MTSU. We hope to have it recorded just for further use. And then we will have the summer reading conference will be virtual only this year. It will be an all-day event, and it is on October 20th. It is one day only. Besides that, we have on November let me look at my date real quick. Hold on one second. I apologize. November 13th is a roundtable for adult programming that will be done by me, and that's virtual only. November 20th, we're having a homelessness and mental health challenges at your library training with Amber Hampton and Grace Eakin. The public library survey is due September 30th, just as a reminder. Heard from Betty Jo this morning. She is doing better. She went to physical therapy last week. Her car is all fixed up. and she is going back this week. She's going back today, actually. She failed cane class, but don't worry. She's energetic, and she's going to get back at it, and she's hoping to be back first couple weeks of October, but we're just going to let her have all the time she needs. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Okay, thank you very, very much. Old business, I have one bit of old business. I think I was tasked last meeting to come to you with a balance on the foundation account. So our balance as of the statement. I don't think it's embarrassing, it doesn't really matter. After we made the $20,000 deposit, we have $42,797.73. In the foundation. So, and Liz, I'll give this to you as well before I leave today. So you've got that. Is there any other old business? Well, it's in our packet about that, and we're banking on that. We can talk about that now. Like, that they're not going to do the author's luncheon this year. It's been canceled, but they're asking for donations instead to continue those. And I will ask my organization to continue to contribute to that. And I think if we're out in town, we need to just continue to it's a very important organization. They give us a lot of funds to do things that we can't do with our other funds. And so please continue to push the importance. Donate. Hopefully we'll be back on track next year. Okay, new business. Tell us how you're going to reopen, Lizanne.
All right, so this is almost the same as the plan that Rita had submitted earlier. I just tweaked a few things because we have kind of phase into parts of phase two already, such as checking out hotspots and trying to connect this bridge with our community a little more. So I actually had a staff meeting this morning to make sure my staff was ready and comfortable with moving forward with this, and they all agreed with this plan here. So basically we'll be opening back up to normal hours. This will start on October 5th, so that's the first Monday in October. And that's right before we do our book sale, which will start on the 8th. And a lot of what we've been doing, we're just gonna continue doing. The thing with libraries right now is through this whole process, we've realized there are some services we could have been offering and we haven't. And so curbside service is probably gonna stay for a while. That helps bridge our gaps with, handicapped patrons, busy moms, things like that. Continue to be fine free, and we may want to consider more about that later on in the future. But basically, patrons won't be coming all the way into the building yet. They can go to the front desk and they can make appointments to use computers, which will only be four people at a time, so one person per row. We won't be renting out study rooms yet, but we're going to be limiting the time in the library. And then, of course, anybody that comes into the building will have markers on the floor so they know where they need to be spaced out as well. So just kind of expanding a little more on what we have now so people can get just a little bit more into the building. So,
Kent, are you saying that patrons won't go into the stacks?
Not yet. They've been doing a lot of studies, and Kate recently just sent a new study to us that they've been doing. And books that are stacked together can have the virus living on them up to 7 days. At this point. So we're keeping this in mind, especially since we're kind of short staffed opening up this way too. So I just don't think we'd be quite ready opening completely yet.
So if somebody just walks into the library and wants to check out a book, how do they do that?
So they can come in, they can actually use our catalog, or we're gonna have a QR code they can scan with their phone, and they can look for the books while they're in here. And then it's almost like merging curbside with regular service, but they can come more into the library and like look in our catalog and all that and get help with us right there instead of trying to call.
But
it
they out. Won't be able to check a book out, right?
They can check them out. They just can't go browse. So
the staff has to go get the book.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. It's very similar. It's like a hybrid of curbside and regular service. So.
I just wondered if they could do it at the same time or if they had to come back and pick them up.
Oh, no. They can do it right there.
Okay.
So.
You have enough staff to do that?
We believe we do, but we'll find out. But, you know, this is what I did over in Fayetteville, and it worked just fine. So my front staff, and that we opened up the whole downstairs so people were browsing. And so we had them working half service up front and doing curbside, and they seemed to handle it pretty well. So you'll find a lot of people, even though we do have some people wanting the library to open, we'll still find, I believe, that a lot of people will still only want curbside service. So at least that's what I experienced over there. So
how many staff are working now at a given time?
We have everyone except for one or two people here. Yeah. And of course I have no problem going out when I need to as well to back everyone up.
So are you allowing children to come into the building?
Only if they are with their parent at their computer. But we are gonna block off the library. People can't come into the actual library. Okay. So
they're not gonna dart into.
We know that's what people want to do, but we're going to do our best to avoid that from happening.
What about the central area that the books displayed? Are you using that at all?
Not at this time, but if we feel that might be helpful, we can definitely consider that. So,
yeah. Okay. So you said you're going to do curbside as well, so they could call and you'd have to take it out of home?
Yeah, because we're still going to have a lot of people that aren't comfortable coming in, you know, or like I said, busy moms that have a toddler in the back and don't want to run in, and you know, I think that's a service that will be beneficial in the future, even beyond pandemic.
Are the restrooms going to be open?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I recommend no.
I would say no.
I would say no.
I did not have them open in Fayetteville, so you know, I think it's going to be too hard
to sanitize.
Yes.
Yeah, we can lock them. So. I'm glad you asked that because I've been wanting to get out.
I think you find a lot of places are, if they have a public restroom, they're closed.
Yeah.
Like in our bank, we closed our public access to the restroom.
Right, right. Well, and the most that we're allowing people to be like in the building using computers or anything is only an hour. So, yeah. That's our plan.
Okay, do we need to vote on this at all or just press on with it? I mean,
I think we need
to press. Okay. Right. So October 5th is the big day.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So is that a Monday?
Yes.
Monday, October 5th, we will open and social media get it out there on the streets.
Are you going to print these guidelines anywhere in like the paper or anything so people understand?
That was something we talked about this morning. Is our literature is going to have to be very specific and very visible. So we're definitely going to make sure that happens.
Okay.
I think we've already started on it this morning. So
I think that would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Any new complaints or people seem to be going with flow?
I think we're getting into the season of acceptance, you know, and I, since I've been in here, I haven't had any issues, you know, and I've already decided if anyone wants to come talk to me personally and we can discuss, you know, their qualms we can.
We've had issues with homeless people or people kind of drifting into the library for extended periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So with the weather changing, you know, we may see some pressure on the library.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just being proactive about that.
Right. And well,
and how you're going to handle that, you know, somebody doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. The webinar or training that you have, Kate, is that going to cover that a little bit? The homelessness training?
I have not talked to them about that, but I can see if they can cover that since that is a new issue.
Okay.
That's prevalent. So I'll check and get back to you on that one.
Great. Thank you. I think that would be good.
Okay. Any other discussion about the reopening plan? Any other new business? Friends of the library, we've got kind of hard to cover the vacant. If there's anyone out there that wants to be our representative, friends of the library, please just let us know.
Also,
I would like to do that.
You got it.
But there may not even be me.
Well, they're probably not, but when they start meeting again, that would be great. Ray Adam Wilson had four, right?
No, yes, she did. But you know, is it still the same leadership in that group? You know?
We need a representative from the board for the Fred.
That's what I was volunteering to do.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I will say we do have a sign-up sheet for the book sale because we need volunteers. So if you are interested in volunteering for the book sale, we have the times available down here and on the next page of sign-up.
Is that going to be set up as in the past in here?
No, it's going to be outside. And of course, anyone working the book sale, we strongly encourage wearing a mask. And we're going to have tents that we're renting to cover everything. So,
are the friends involved with that the sale, or is that from the library?
It's technically the Friends of the Library book sale.
So. Okay.
And then Doris handles a lot of that, so you can always ask her for more information too. But we have a sign-up sheet. And that goes for our virtual friends as well. Shoot us an email.
I'm going to go out of order here. I apologize. I should have mentioned this to start with, and that we lost Melanie, and I apologize. I didn't bring it up to start with. But I'd ask Liz Ann to order flowers for us. And if you feel so inclined, please give a donation to Liz Ann. For those flowers, my recommendation is if we give you more than what they cost, put the rest as a donation to the library.
Okay.
But I don't want you short.
Yeah.
So let us know. Keep us honest on that. Mm-hmm. So, but again, I apologize. I should have let the meeting off. And I did.
How much the flowers cost? So that's an idea where we're at a share.
They were about $200 because we got the Marie, and we put some money towards it as well. And then we also, the staff wanted to get a food dish for the family, but we did that all on our own. It was like $25.
Yeah, if you can donate at least $20, that would be wonderful. A very valuable employee, and should be missed.
Yeah, we miss her very much.
That personnel committee, Vicki?
Well, as we are talking about Melanie, and I have not had a chance to talk to her, Sam, and I don't know this, are there any plans for hiring someone to fill her position? I know she was only a minimal number of hours, so maybe you and I should talk about that in terms of your plans for that replacement. So maybe next month I can report on that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is covered in Miss Ann's narrative. Margaret has been given a new title and a raise. She is now the assistant director. Much deserved. So we are happy that was able to take place. So go along with our new director. That's all I have.
Okay. Community relations. Henry, are you on the network?
No. I see his name.
Yeah, I had to unmute right quick. Sorry. I didn't get a copy of the agenda. That's what I was hunting around on email. I can't find where I got it. So I was wondering when my name was coming up. But anyway. Has anyone heard anything about the security cameras at the library? A quote. I know it was several months ago that we had a grant opportunity, and the city and the county, I think, basically got the money just sent to them rather than actually applying for the grant. So I need to work on trying to get the exact number for the security camera system. See if we can get the city and the county to pay for that.
Was that through the city's CARES grant?
I believe so.
Okay. I know the CARES grant has been taking some time, so I'm not sure where they are in their process. We just finally got ours, and we applied for it several months ago. So I'll find who to contact for that and see.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think what we wanted was someone to kind of research the art of the possibility of installing security cameras and how much that would cost. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think they found a number. I want to say it was in the 15,000 to 20,000 range, I believe.
Can you check with Rita to see if she has any action on that she can pass down? Mm-hmm. I think we'd also decided we'd try to lean on the city's IT expertise maybe to help us with that.
Yes. And that's what, when I talked to the girl at City Hall that's our IT person, she said she was still waiting for a firm number from the library. And I said, I thought we had that, but I missed last month's meeting to communicate that.
We'll do some work on this end and see what we can come up with.
Okay.
I mean, that's like a nice gift, and it's free, and it will help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Henry?
That's all.
Al on for property?
I do not see Al.
And then the librarian's report.
Which we went over some of that. Margaret being promoted to assistant director. Our hotspot checkouts have been going great. And the Heritage Jeweler, Linda Brown over there, we asked them about, of course, we usually team up with them for Halloween and the wine walk, and right now those are kind of up in the air at this time, so we don't have any solid plans for that. But if they do the wine walk, the funds will go to us again this year. So.
So the Halloween activities that were in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
Are you feeling you can do that this year?
I think they were talking about teaming up with the square and doing something with them, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure because that is no longer personally my activity because mm-hmm. that was the children's. But they have discussed maybe having bags that we can give people or
on the day of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So. From the library in here.
Who is in charge of that activity?
That would be Emily.
Emily.
Yeah. Okay. And Haley's working on it too. Haley Rose.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you decide you're going to do that, normally what we do is we bring in candy as well mm-hmm. for those bags. So if that's something that you decide we're going to do, you need to send us all an email
mm-hmm.
and let us know that we are taking candy donations. Please drop them all and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. But,
I mean, we can wait till the 27th if you want to, if it's, you know, Halloween.
Halloween's a Saturday this year.
What's that?
Halloween's a Saturday this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can still bring it maybe to the 27th meeting if we're actually going to do it on Halloween Day.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then bring it in.
Yeah.
We're going to
be out of town.
I mean, you wear a mask on Halloween anyway.
Send
bring
candy before that last week.
So, find out as soon as you can.
Okay.
Just let us know. There's a lot of things up in here.
There sure is.
Okay, any other business?
Were we supposed to vote on the pending items in the policy manual at this meeting? There were 6 items that were pending.
Well, let me see. I think I might have skipped that.
No, I wanted to go over that first.
Okay, can we
table that
to the next meeting?
Absolutely.
Thank you for keeping us honest.
You are so on top of things, Don.
Thank you. Yeah, tell Jane that.
Oh, yes, we will.
I do have a question for Lizanne. First of all, I'd just like to congratulate her on becoming the new director of the library. I hadn't had an opportunity to meet her, but I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
And the question I had, I was trying to look up some things on the microfilm machine right before COVID hit and we all got shut down. Do you know if the microfilm machine is operational? It ceased functioning at that point in time.
Yes, the staff have been using it for people. So okay. I've been calling in for us to look up information for them. And so we have been using it and able to email or print off material for them.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else? Your motion?
Second.
First and second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much for your time and dedication to the library.
Thank you.
Thank you.